Yes, what's going on, guys? Ramel Wade here. I'm back. I know for those of you that listen to me often, you've noticed that I haven't been posting as much content recently. A lot's changed in my life, and I'll just, you know, recalibrating, getting stuff together. But now I'm back. Now I'm here. I'm back to inspire. I'm back to motivate you. I'm back to help develop you. I'm back to help you and join you on this personal development journey. And I'm so glad to be with you. I'm so glad you're listening again. But please don't tell me that you guys have given up on your goals and your dreams. Don't tell me that just because I've gone missing for a couple months, yeah, you've dropped off or you slacked on everything that you've wanted to do in your life. Please tell me that you've actually gone out there and you've executed on everything that you said you was going to do. Please tell me that you've gone out there and then you've done everything that you know inside of yourself that you should have done. Please don't tell me that you've got lazy over the last few months. Don't tell me that you've slacked. And hopefully now, you've been continuously developing yourself, continuously developing your mentality, continuously developing your mindset, you know, your soul, your spirit, to become the person that you know you can become. Because you can't rely on content from people like me. What is great is that out there, you've got so many people that post amazing personal development content. Some people that, you know, some of my favorites, Eric Thomas, Gary Vaynerchuk, Rachel Hollis is great as well. Mel Robbins, all those kind of people there. And, you know, it's great that we have access to all of this content out there. And we have no excuse in this day and age to not reach our full potential. Zero excuse. Zero excuse. There's so much value out there that we can get for free. There's even more value that you can pay for, but there's so much value out there that we can get for free that we have no excuse to not reach our full potential. Because, you know, if our parents could do it, or people that were in our parents' generation could do it, or those that, you know, and our grandparents or great-grandparents' generations could do it, and they don't have access to the things that we have access to. So, you know, for us, there is no excuse. And let's get into it. So today I'm going to ask you a question. And the question I'm asking you is, what do you want? Tell me, what is it that you want? This is a question I want to ask you today because I genuinely believe that the majority, yes, the majority of people walking on this earth right now do not know what they want. Because if I'm asking you this question right now, I guarantee you that most people will take a little while to be able to give me an answer, because they do not know what they want. And money, just money, is not an answer. Because what do you want the money for? Everyone wants money because it enables us to do other things, right? So money is not an answer. If I'm asking you the question right now, what do you want? What is your answer? Have a little think right now, because too many times, we get up out of our bed, we go about our day, day by day, you know, minute by minute, hour by hour, not knowing exactly what we want. So we're kind of living life in no man's land. We're just floating in life. We're not doing anything on purpose. We don't have a proper destination. So we don't know where we're going. If we don't know where we're going, if we don't have a destination, how is it possible to live life on purpose? How is it possible to do the things that you know you need to do to achieve the goal that you've got? It's just not possible. What do you want? I'm talking about, you know, let's start with career and business. What do you want? Is it that you want a stable job and you want to climb your career ladder in your industry? There's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you want, then cool. Do you be happy with it? But what are you doing? Okay, what are you doing to make that happen? Are you just turning up to work every single day, just doing the bare minimum to get by? Or are you going over and above to achieve? Or are you going over and above to educate yourself in your sphere, in your field? Are you going over and above for your company to make sure that you're recognized as one of the, you know, the best in the business? What are you doing to make sure that you can achieve that goal? For those of you that are entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs, see, entrepreneurship is one of the hardest things in life because the buck stops with you, period. You've got no one to blame. You've got no one to look to. You've got no one to, you know, pass the buck on to, because this falls on you, man. It's all down to you. So when you're waking up every single day, and if you don't turn up that day, if you don't get the job done, if you don't get the work done, if you don't do what you know you need to do that day, you don't get paid. You don't eat. Your business does not grow. It's all down to you. But the thing is, if you don't know what you want for your business, or whatever project that is that you're doing, if you don't know what you want for it, and I'm talking about specifics, targets, you know, targets that can be looked at, that you can analyze, that you can measurable, you know, measurable targets, measurable goals. If you don't have these measurable goals, how can you achieve anything? Because if this is what happens, right? If you don't have measurable goals, you work day after day, week after week, and you're never happy because you can't measure how far you've come. You can't measure whether you've done a good job or a bad job in the sense of getting things done. You can't measure the distance that you've traveled. You need to be able to measure your targets, measure your goals, measure. There's certain things in life that we need to be able to measure, but we can't measure these things if we don't know what we want. If it is that you want to earn £2,000 a month, $2,000 a month from your business, then you've got to write that down. You need to hit a target. You need to write down when you want to achieve that by, and then write down how, so that every single day, you know what you have to do. You know when you wake up, you know how you have to go and do these things to go and make that happen. You have to go and get it, right? But if you're not specific, if you do not know what you want, it's not possible to get it done. So what do you want? And it's not just business, it's not just career. This is also to do with family and relationships and just life in general. What do you want? Because too many of us, we live our lives unhappy, but we're never going to be able to be happy or be joyful because we don't know what we want. It's like we're just waiting for things to happen, and things don't just happen in life. You have to make things happen. What is it that you want in your life? What is it that you want to achieve? What is it that you want your life to look like? What kind of person do you want to be? Because it's not always about accolades. It's not always about achievements and those kind of goals. Sometimes it's about what you want to be as a person. I think this is one of the greatest type of wants or type of goals. Because when you become somebody special, when you become somebody, when you become the person that you know you can be, when you become the person that you know God's created you to be, listen, that's the real type of goal. That's the real type of success. Because once you become that person, what then springs out of you is a whole nother level. You're able to do the thing that you never thought you could do before. You're able to be somebody and change the lives of so many people that you never thought that you could change before, because you've become somebody else, because you've invested in your mind, you've invested in your soul, you've invested in your spirit, right? But what is it that you want to look like? Who do you want to become? When you wake up each morning, do you know who you want to become? Because that will determine your actions. If you want to become a person of integrity, you know when you wake up that morning, you're always going to tell the truth. You know? Or you're always going to do the right thing. If you want to become a person that is, you know, bold, you know that in any given situation, the easy option will be to keep your mouth shut. But you know it's the right thing to do for yourself will be to speak up. You know when that thing happens, when that situation comes, when you hit that crossroad, when you could either shut up or speak up, you decide to speak up because you know you want to become a bold person. You don't have to be that bold person yet, but you know you have to step into that person. As you move into that person, you then become that person. Hope you're following me. So knowing who you want to become is just as important, if not more important, as knowing what you want and what you want to do in your life. So, what is it that you want? Go away right now. Go and write the things down that you want in your life. Be specific with it. Be specific with your career, your business, your relationships, your finances. Hey, let's talk about finances for a second, right? We need to know what we want for our finances. Just imagine, all right? If you know you need to save for something, or you want to have a certain, you know, amount of income coming in, or you want your finances to look a certain way, you will make decisions that are very different to the decisions that you're making now. Simple things like when you want to order that takeaway, you decide not to because you've got food in your house that you can cook. But because of the laziness, you want to order takeaway, but you decide not to because you have a goal. You know what you want. So you save that 15, 20, 30 pounds on takeaway, yeah? And you go and cook. And that brings you closer to your goal. That brings you closer to the thing that you want from your life. See, this is important for every single area of your life. Know what you want, okay? This is Ramel Wade. So thank you. So thankful that you're taking the time out to listen, guys. Remember to jump onto YouTube, listen to the podcast, other episodes as well. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram. I'll see you all soon. I love you all. God bless. Take care.